Welcome to the Living Your Genius show with me, Danusha Lipinski, Unlocking Your Power Within. This show ignites your inner spark and empowers you to live a life filled with purpose and passion. Join Dr. Pat and me as we embark on a journey into the transformative power of your thoughts, inner genius, and creative imagination. In each episode, we deep dive into the realms of self-discovery, practical insights, and actionable strategies to unlock your full potential to thrive in all aspects of your life with grace and ease. Whether striving to overcome challenges, cultivate resilience, or pursue your passions with purpose, the Living Your Genius show is your go-to place for personal growth. Let's deep dive and unlock the power within to manifest the life of your dreams.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to take this incredible journey with the one and only Danusha. And look, today's show is especially important, but I want you to know a few things. When you hear that opening and you're asking yourself, well, what does Danusha do? Compassionate life mastery consultant, high performance coach. She has guided and continues to guide lawyers and other professionals in all walks of life, help them take and step out into the world or doing what they love, but keep a balanced, joyful, amazing life, helps them overcome challenges, guides them through processes and life changes that we're all going through. And you know, she does this because you heard in earlier shows that her journey, she started as an immigration lawyer. And that in itself is a compassionate, wholehearted journey. But she's had some hardship. She's also shared that. The passing of her beloved 16-year-old son. But when you go through life and you have those things show up, what do you do with them? See, when you're looking for somebody to work with, if you're thinking, I'm at a place in my life, I don't know how to move forward. I don't know how to unlock the genius. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure I got the genius thing in me. You want to be working with, or you want to be having a conversation with someone that has been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, wears the t-shirt, and helps you do the same. Today's show is pivotal because it's one of the most misunderstood, confusing, and important ideas to manifesting the life you want. And I want to say this carefully because she and I know that we've picked this topic today because we probably have had a recent experience learning the lesson. This is from intent to action. It is a pathway to success. But if you don't really understand the energy of it and you don't really understand the, let's just say, mind, body, spirit, soul, emotional part of saying yes to not the AI, the IA, then you're not going to know what to do when you get stuck. Danusha, great, great topic. Let's talk about it. The power of intention. Thank you for picking this topic.
Well, again, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity to be here with you, to share something that when I started the show, Living Your Genius, I had to have an intention as to why I even wanted to do this. Otherwise, I could be drifting all over the place.
Exactly.
And Dr. Pat, I know just from my conversations with you that when you started the Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show, that you also had a really clear intention as to what you wanted this to be. And it's so fascinating because today I was listening to Oprah and Dr. Gary Zukav and Oprah Winfrey, and she was saying that she doesn't do anything anymore without asking the question, what is my intention? She said, I used to have the disease of please. But so the power of intention really is our guidepost. It keeps us from drift. It's like, what is it that is ours to do? And so the power of intention is really about getting in touch with that part of us that is longing for something more. Our spirit is talking to us. And so the power of intention really is that it's what's within us that is seeking to emerge. And so unless we are clear on what our intention is, we're going to continue living our lives kind of drifting. I know that Gary Zukav and Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer have written chapters on the power of intention. And in our coaching program, we have a whole month that we spend on the power of intention. And so Gary Zukav says that the creating our intention creates our reality. And I love this quote by by Wayne Dyer, when he says, the power of our intention to manifest, the power of our intention to manifest, to create a life of unlimited possibilities and to attract into your life the people at the right times. And so really, without having the clarity of intention, we just continue to go nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important. I want to make a statement. I was talking with someone several weeks ago, and they said something. I'm going to paraphrase it just to make it really clear. We're talking about intention because we were talking about a couple of things. And they said, you know, the only people that don't have intention flounder. I said, well, wait a minute. They do. They have the intention of floundering. That's why they're floundering. And he just looked at me like for almost like 3 minutes, like staring at me. And I just let him stare. And he said, you know, you're right. I said, well, think about it. You know, floundering is a word we give to people that really maybe just want to chill and laugh. But we categorize them and we judge them. And we say, you're floundering. Why do we say that? Well, we say it because why? They're not doing more things. They're not doing as much as you're doing. They're not cleaning their house. They're not floundering. They're setting a pace for their life that's intentionally set. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because this is our innate nature to set intentions, isn't it?
Well, it is. And we set intentions all the time. Our universe wouldn't be here without intention. There was intentionality in how the universe was created. And so people have intentions all the time. I mean, I have an intention when I go to the store. I create an intention that I'm going to go to the store. I have my list. But unless I take action on that intention, it's just an intention, right? And so we have intentions to buy birthday gifts, to declutter, whatever it is, we have intentions. So we're creating intentions all the time. But if we want to manifest and create a life that we absolutely love, it's essential that we're clear on what it is that we want to create, because we know that our intention goes where our attention goes, where our energy flows. And so if we want to have clarity, if we want to have our intention clear, we've got to pay attention to what's going on in our minds.
You know, let's talk about this, because this is the first part of what we're talking about today is purposefully. See, a lot of conversation is on mindfulness and mindfully, but I want to talk a minute about purposefully. And some people will talk to me and they'll call me after this show and they say, well, that's what mindfulness is. And I like the word purposefully, because for somebody like me, I really have to look at that. You know, it's like Oprah's question or her statement, I don't do anything that I haven't really explored what my intention is. And certainly when I explore what my intention is, I really have to get underneath of about what's my why. You know, what's my why? I was on a call this morning with our marketing team, and they were asking me, one of the people on the call, I think it was Jess, said, you know, it's great that what I'm doing, but while I'm doing it, Dr. Pat, I want to know what the bigger vision is that you have. I want to understand that vision so that I can translate that vision into writing, into my communication with people. And I love that question. Now, clearly we didn't have time for that. But when I answer the question, what is my why? You had to do that. You had to do that. You had to ask yourself as an attorney, right? An immigration attorney, what's my why? Shifting gears, getting certified as a high performance coach, getting certified as a coach, mastery, right? What was your why? You see, part of understanding that helps us understand what's underneath an intention. And, you know, I want to ask you this question, because sometimes we can go off a little bit that the power of intention is only for big things. But I got to tell you, some days for me, it's like the intention to clean my house.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about the bigger picture, the vision of what we would love and where we want to go. But vision, or I'm sorry, intention can be exactly what you're saying. When I wake up in the morning, I ask myself this question and I journal about it. Who do I want to be today? How do I want to show up? So it can just be as simple as I am kind, or I am passionate. Like today, this is how I want to show up. It can be that the intention and what we would ultimately love to create and manifest in our life has different stages to it. It's not like I'm just envisioning what I would love and this is my intention, but what do I do to get there? And so that's exactly what you're talking about. If I want to declutter my office, or if I want to, whatever it is, if I want to change my house, I have to have a plan for that. So the intention then is, so what the intention is, then these are the steps that I need to take in order to have that happen. Because intention without action is just merely intention. And Carolyn Mice is much more vocal about it. She says, basically, intention without action is useless.
It's useless. I couldn't agree with Carolyn more. I've heard her say that, and I've also heard the way she says that. It's interesting. I remember meeting Carolyn many, many years ago and going to her talks, and boy, she doesn't beat around the bush at all for her message. But I want to ask you this. You talk about the nature and the nature of intention being creative. What is your experience with the creative energy or the nature that is creative of intention? What have you had in your own experiences in that way?
So the way that it showed up for me, for example, is I was looking for a place in the country in Virginia. I had a clear in I mean, I knew what I wanted, right? I set the intention. I wanted there to be woods, I wanted there to be trees, I wanted there to be sunlight. I wanted kind of a small house. I wanted it to be in the countryside of Virginia, in this county where I lived. And so I wrote down exactly what I would have loved. That was my intention. And then I had to take steps to find that. And things showed up in the most synchronistic ways. People showed up, properties showed up. This property had horses. So in that way, I had a vision of what I would love and where I would love to live. But it's also showed up, I wanted to find an office. And so I had a vision of where I wanted to have the office, how close I wanted it to be to where I lived. I took steps, and the intention, I mean, it manifested. I held the intention. I wrote about it. I knew exactly what I wanted, and then I had it. But it also shows up in relationships. Living where I live now, by the ocean, I had a clear intention of the kind of relationship that I wanted. And I wrote it down. I took action steps to, I didn't like just stay home and think I want to have this loving relationship, because it's like you can keep on staying home and wanting that loving relationship and nothing is going to happen. But so much of what I had intended, that I had envisioned, came to fruition. And so I know that the power of intention, the work that I'm doing now, Dr. Pat, the work that I'm doing now, I had a vision. Actually, I had a vision of this for so many, many years, to empower people, to help, to give people hope. I didn't know how it was going to happen, and we don't have to know the how, but I just knew that there was something within me that believed, that wanted this. And so I set the intention to find a way to touch people's hearts. And then I found you. We found each other, right?
Yes.
As a way to help people get some tools that they can use to live the life that they would love, to get in touch with what they would love more of in their life. And so.
I mean, what you're talking about, and I want you to talk a little bit more about it because we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the long and winding road of intentionality. And what do I mean by that? A couple of weeks ago on a show, I'm not sure which show it was, but I used an example of an infant. And I said, infants demonstrate the power of intentionality and the action required to get what the bleep they want from the minute they're born. They set an intention, I'm hungry. And then they take action to get it. and it's crying and it's wailing and whatever that is. But they also do it along the way. They have an intention to move. They know they want to move. Does anybody give them the guidebook on how to crawl? No. Do our parents, do they get on the floor and like, well, yes, some of you may get on the floor and show your child how to crawl. No, they learn how to roll themselves over. And the next thing you know, what are they doing? Oh, I'm pushing myself up. Why? Because I have an intention to explore. How do they walk? Well, maybe they're taught to walk, but they're trying to grab on things. They're trying to pull themselves up. No.
They see all these other two-legged people walking around that are much
Exactly.
bigger and getting the cookies that they want. And it's like they don't like just give up and say, I guess I'm just meant to be a non-walker.
They don't. That's right, exactly. And you know, we think about where they are in their developmental period, right? I mean, what are we looking at here? 9 months or something? Not even a year old, but somehow they have the wisdom. Now, here's what I want to say. We're going to take a quick break and come back. See, the universe doesn't know the difference between having that really cool intention of getting up and walking or having the cool intention of, I don't want to walk. It doesn't know the difference between, I really want to launch my dream and become a multi-million dollar person. I'm saying this because so much of our language here, when we talk about intention, has no material value and we live in a material world. And I want to tell everybody here, if you think the masters that walked the earth did it without food and water, think again. I do not think Jesus, the master, the man, walked the earth, any of them walked the earth and went hungry. No, intentions were set, actions were taken, things were put into motion. You know, whatever that is for you, Mother Teresa, her. But then there are other people to think about, people that are not, quote, in the spiritual realm. Everyone has the same gift. But here's the thing. Does the universe decide for you? Does it say, Danusha, I don't think you should do that thing. I think that thing there that you're going to do is not good for you. No. Yes. Does it know? Is it going to look out for you or not? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to see what Danusha has to say about that. And we're going to let you know how you can find out more about what she does, how she does it, and who she is. Let's take a short break, Emily. We'll be right back.
Are you on a spiritual journey to heal relationship trauma, addiction, anxiety, habits, and other issues? Hi, I'm Michelle Carboni, a rapid transformational therapist with over 700 hours of training in hypnotherapy, intuition, and coaching. My passion lies in helping you heal yourself. I use hypnotherapy and coaching to help clients healing the inner child to create a fantastic future with intention. Join the Zen Revolution. Transform your life today. It's a community dedicated to supporting each other as we all strive for a more fulfilling, balanced, and Zen-filled life. For more information, visit www.zenmindmichelle.com.
Are you ready to start working with your dreams? Then tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio for the Practical Dream Wisdom Show with me, your host, Deborah Arlen. Learn how effortlessly Dreamwork can provide practical and essential everyday guidance just for you. For more information, visit www.deborarlen.com.
What does it mean to be more resilient to everyday challenges and create the life or organization you truly want? Hi, I'm Daniel Rutschman, founder of Elevated Resonance, and I bring a unique blend of expertise to this work with an in-depth knowledge of scientific concepts related to change and resilience. Are you ready to embrace change and celebrate a life worth living? Visit elevatedresonance.com and ask for Daniel.
Are you ready to embrace a genius life with grace and ease? Of course you are. Tune in to the Living Your Genius show, Unlocking Your Power Within, every fourth Tuesday on transformationtalkradio.com as Dr. Pat and I take you on a transformative journey of self-discovery and actionable strategies. For more information, visit graceandeaselifecoaching.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Living Your Genius show, Danusha Lipinski, Unlocking Your Power Within. Now, can we just take a minute? Because we're getting ready to talk about something super, super, super important. It is the pivotal. It is the key to whether or not you actually become that millionaire, become that nurse, become that doctor, become that partner, become whatever you want to be or not. But before we do that, how do people find out more about you? Let's get them over to your website, wherever you are, social media, work with you. How does all that happen?
Yes. So Grace and Ease Life Coaching is how they can get a hold of me. They can send an email to me at danusha@danusha.com. And I am delighted to do a strategy session, do a clarity discovery session with people where we spend an hour really doing a deep dive into what is their longing and their discontent? What would they love more of in their lives? What is their purpose, and really helping them get clarity on that part of their lives, because otherwise we just keep on. I mean, we know that repetition, right, is the mother of learning, right? And if we do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results, we call that insanity. So for those listeners who would love to just do a deep dive into what would they love more of in their lives?
Yeah.
And using the power of intention and creating a powerful intention for them to move forward and to take those action steps that are theirs to take. So Danusha, again, Grace and Ease Life Coaching is the best way just to find me and to get my phone number and my contact information.
Wow. Now, look, you're here, I'm here, because some of the things we're talking about today, we have actually done. But I also want to say some of the things we're about to talk about, we've also done. I've also done. And that is manifesting something in my life that I really didn't want. And then when it happens, you ask yourself, how did that happen? Why did that happen? And yet we're going to talk about the exact answer for it. So let me ask you this question. How does the universe, for lack of a better word for all of you, you may call it God, the God of your understanding, whatever you call it. For us today, it's just the universe. How does the universe read our intention by where we, how does it read our intention? And then what does it do with it when it reads it?
Well, it reads our intention by where we put our attention. So if I'm focusing on all the things I don't have in my life, all the debt I have, all the ways that my partner is not being nice to me, whatever I'm focusing on, how much suffering do I want in my life, right? If that's where my focus is, if that's where my intention is, if that's where my attention is, I'm going to get more of that. So the universe reads our intention by looking at what we're focusing on. And so if we would love more abundance in our life, if we would love more positive, well, if we're going to be negative, we're going to just get more of that. So what are we carrying with us? And so there was a time in my life that I, again, had a series of relationships when I'm just thinking, well, this really sucks. where are my thoughts? And I was so shocked when a dear friend of mine said, Danusha, it's not so-and-so. Look at you. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about the relationship? And when I realized how negative I was in the relationship and how I was focusing on all the things that I didn't like, I just got more of those things that I didn't like, right? And so it's really, where are we putting our attention? And so if you want to change where you are in your life, it's really important to focus on what you would love positivity, right? As opposed to all the things that are not going what you going as you would love to have them in your life. So it's so critical to focus again on the positive, on what's possible. And doing a really, like we were talking about earlier, Dr. Pat, about purpose. And what is my purpose? What is your purpose? Like, why are we here? And I believe that we, each of us, have a unique thumbprint, our DNA. Like this, it's the only thing, we're here for a purpose. We're the only ones, right, that can achieve this purpose for which we were here. And so to be in touch with that, and just to be in touch with the power of the universe, and to know that there's that power within us that can guide us. Because so often we get, we have a dream or a vision, we write our intention down, and then the mind starts to activate. It's like, oh, how are you going to do that? You can't do that. You've tried this before. It's like, how many times do you have to try? Like, how long is it going to take you? You don't have the resources. This is for somebody else. This isn't for you. And so we, you know, even the way that we raise our children and the way that we talk to other people, and, you know, it's not for me to tell somebody what they can or can't do. It's they're the highest authority. And so really tapping into the power of focus, of being mindful, of noticing what we notice. When we notice that we're feeling contracted, or when those old voices start talking to us and yapping at us and saying, you can't do this. It's like, just to put a pause, take some deep breaths.
Yeah, I want to say something. I want to just say this really quickly to folks. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you can adjust immediately.
Yes.
So I want to say that if you wake up one day and let's say you're a little bit cranky, just a little, every one of us have a few days. Who knows? Could be something we're dreaming about. I don't know. But let's say you do. Linda said to me the other day, she reminded me of something. She said, can we start our day over? And the answer is, of course you can. Here's the other thing. You can also reset your intention. And the sooner you recognize that you're on a pathway where you're watching yourself and you're calling things in, right? The minute you recognize that is the same minute you can change it, right? Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. We say you can start your day over any time. It can be a brand new baby day at any point. I mean, time is just a human construct, right? But anytime that we notice where we're going, or where we, I mean, and we can't like just do a spiritual bypass on whatever's going on. You've got to like see it to feel it, to heal it, right? And so if we're like feeling whatever we're feeling, if we're just feeling grumpy or irritable, but just to take us, just to pause.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that. And even just to say to ourselves, this is just what it looks like while it's all coming together.
Yeah. Look, I have always been told I have parking karma. Why? Well, let's talk about why. I pull into a place, I am not thinking about finding a parking space. I'm telling you, I'm not. My focus on, I want to go into this place. I don't care if it's a movie theater. I don't care if it's the large the large store that's out there that we all know about. It could be my friend. It doesn't matter. It could be the office when we go into the studios. I don't think I'm going to find a parking space. I don't think about that. So it's never on my radar. But people started to point this out to me. And all of a sudden, I realized it's on my mind now. And so I had to adjust this. And it's like you said, how many times did it take somebody to say it to me for me to make it a thing? See, I don't know if I have parking karma or not. The bottom line is I don't think about parking except to know I'm going to pull in here. It's going to be ease and grace, the slide and glide of life. And I will get walking through that door as quickly as I possibly can because my focus is not around the parking space. It's around getting in there and getting the thing I want, right?
That is so true. We can bend time with our intention.
Oh, and that's so good.
I
say that one more time. I want everybody to hear that.
We can bend time with our intention, especially, you can only bend time with your intention when you're not focusing on the fact that you want to bend time, right? Because as soon as you do that, you're like immediately pinging the universe. It's like, oh, and then there have been times as an immigration lawyer where I had to get from where I was in Virginia down to the courthouse in Washington, D.C. and or in Falls Church. And I, you call it a miracle, call it whatever you want, but I would set the intention that I have to be there. And even when the time in human in our reality was short, I got there with a few minutes to spare. Lights turned green for me, traffic cleared. And it's amazing how many times where if you look at how long it should have taken or could have taken or would have taken, it's like, wow, thank you. And that's the other part. That's the other part is that when we see these little, when we have manifestations of what we absolutely would love, it's just really important to acknowledge it and to realize that there is, like, that's evidence, the power speaking or the power that's within me is working within me. It's working. It's like, it's not an accident. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Danusha and I are going to talk about some tools to becoming more intentional. We're going to share some things. I'm going to share like a wacky story with you. Not so wacky when you hear the ending.
I
But
love
wacky to everybody except Linda that heard me make this statement as a 17-year-old who barely graduated high school. I could not read, I could not write. I'm not kidding. But I made a very bold statement. Danusha has made bold statements about becoming who she is today. When we come back, we're going to share those bold statements, and then we're going to walk you through the steps that you could learn on how that intention into action manifests itself. Let's take a short break, Emily. When we come back, what are some tools you can use? But not just pie in the sky stuff. How did we actually use them? And they are, mine is like so bizarro. Okay. Like you're not going to believe, I can't even believe it some days. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you on a spiritual journey to heal relationship trauma, addiction, anxiety, habits, and other issues? Hi, I'm Michelle Carboni, a rapid transformational therapist with over 700 hours of training in hypnotherapy, intuition, and coaching. My passion lies in helping you heal yourself. I use hypnotherapy and coaching to help clients healing the inner child to create a fantastic future with intention. Join the Zen Revolution. Transform your life today. It's a community dedicated to supporting each other as we all strive for a more fulfilling, balanced, and Zen-filled life. For more information, visit www.zenmindmichelle.com.
Are you ready to start working with your dreams? Then tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio for the Practical Dream Wisdom Show with me, your host, Deborah Arlen. Learn how effortlessly Dreamwork can provide practical and essential everyday guidance just for you. For more information, visit www.deborarlen.com.
What does it mean to be more resilient to everyday challenges and create the life or organization you truly want? Hi, I'm Daniel Rutschman, founder of Elevated Resonance, and I bring a unique blend of expertise to.
Hey, everybody, I want to welcome you back. Hello. Yeah. From intent to action, your path to success. Okay.
Time for your story, Dr. Pat.
Well, I think we're going to start out with yours, but I want to say, look, some of this can be hilarious. Some of it is not. And I set the intention, not last night, the night before, to bake a cake for Linda. I'm not a baker. I'm a really good cook. I love cooking. In another life, if I didn't lose my sense of smell completely, I would have been a chef. I know it. But I was going to make this cake. I am not a baker. I'm also not very good at following instructions on the boxes of things. But I set the intention and I held the intention and I made the cake. So what's the problem? I didn't set the intention to make the cake right. But the bottom line was, I didn't read the cake box. I bought two boxes to make this cake. It was a no sugar, whatever kind of cake. We'd had it before, and I didn't read the box because this was a different box. And the box, I took it, I mixed it. I got two boxes, two layers, right, for the cake, because that's what you make, like layers with the icing and the whole deal, apparently. I didn't read the box, and I put them in the oven, and we go to check after 30 minutes. And I Emily, I'm going to send you a picture that I think you can put up of these, or maybe Linda can do it. But Linda opens the oven and says, "What the? Look at the cake. It's like a mushroom." Each cake box was to make two layers. I used two cake boxes, one for each layer. Now what I took the action. The intention happened. The universe delivered. So intentionality has to be clear as it can be. But there's also things we have to do. And that's what we're going to talk to you about today. Sometimes you have to follow instructions. Sometimes they're not on a box. Dinesha, how about you? You became an attorney. But I don't think you like, just like, oh, I've always wanted to be a... But you see, you set an intention. Tell us about that. And then tell us the steps that you're going to share that you learned from this, because you are an attorney.
So, right. I grew up on a dairy farm. I was not going to become into the middle of seven children. Right. And I had, as I talked about last time, I was an auto worker. I was a teacher. But there was that burning desire, that fire in my belly that said, yeah, I really want to advocate for workers' rights. I want to advocate for justice. And so I made that decision. And yeah, there were steps to take, but if I had thought about what it was going to take or had gotten into the how of it, I would not be here today, right? It's the same thing with becoming a life coach. Like, who am I to become a life coach? I'm a lawyer. Lawyers are supposed to be logical. And it's like, I'm like right brain. And like, I like my right brain a lot, my creative side. So what gives me the authority to do that? And so making the decision and having the clarity on the, having clarity, number one, but really knowing what your purpose is, doing the deep dive into like, why are we here? Why am I here? Why are you here? Why is anybody like, what is it that we're here to do? And so some of the tools, again, are just really taking some time. And we might already be living and doing exactly what we love to do, but is there something else that we're here to do? Is there some other purpose that we have that we maybe haven't tapped into? So just taking that time to get the clarity, to ask the questions, to ask like, what really lights me up? What else is there for me to do here? And so for me, it was the fire in my belly, not really knowing the how, but just like taking the next step, applying to law school, making the trip from Minnesota to California with my dad's lead pipe under my seat to keep me safe. Like, but then even though I was in law school, I graduated from law school, initially I felt like I was a wallflower. So I had to look at my life again and say, this doesn't give me life to feel like I'm a wallflower, to feel like I really am not empowered. And so the intention had to evolve into what was it? And so the motive, one of the things that I had that was so clear to me is that I looked at everybody else's like they were on a pedestal, right? Like they had more than I had. But I had a couple of incredible eye-opening experiences where I realized that, hey, someday they're going to be I'm going to be there. Someday they're going to be giving me a standing ovation for the work that I'm doing in the world. And that happened. But it wasn't without it took some exploration, it took some investigation. So really, Dr. Pat, having the clarity, doing the deep work and just looking at what it is, like creating the intention, being consistent, right, in what it is, and don't let those negative voices, the paradigms, the limiting beliefs stop you, and having the tools to say, and just the awareness, like, wait a minute, this is not in alignment with what I really, really love. And it doesn't mean that the challenges aren't going to come up. I think you got some experience with the challenges that came up within in your story, right? And so it's like perseverance. It's like, no, this is what I have an intention, right? And who am I being in the world? And then just taking the steps that you need to take.
Part of this is, and let us give you the rundown of how this breaks down. First of all, you got to clarify your values and goals. I'm putting the new media kit together, and I realized I didn't have a credo statement. And a credo is what do we believe, right? And so I realized that. Because why do you want to even look at us if we're not clear about what our value systems are and what do we want to believe? And so if you haven't done that, I work with 8 to 15-year-olds sometimes, and one of the things we get them to do after a month is to write their credo statements, and then they get to present it in front of hundreds, if not thousands, of people, right? It's powerful. And then you check in with them 5, 6, 10 years later, and boy, there they are. They've done it. Why? Well, there are a couple of things I think, Danusha, that we need to talk about. You must please. I know you're going to cringe at this word, but I'm going to say it. You have to practice mindfulness. Let's break this down. I'm a girl from New York. I'm a kid that grew up on the streets in New York, in the Bronx. And when I first heard the word mindfulness, I just, what did I do? Okay, I can't even tell you what I did. But then years later, when it was explained to me differently, I got it. So for those of you out there that are thinking, oh, meditate, yes, that's part of it, but that's not all for it. You see, do you think Michael, Ch I just want to ask y'all, do you think Michael Ch Jordan practiced mindfulness? How about Caitlin Clark, the latest women's basketball phenomenon? How about somebody else you're thinking about? Maybe Einstein. Do you think Einstein practiced mindfulness? Well, see, not in the way that we've stigmatized it, but let's talk about it. Let's break it down. Because, Danusha, isn't it really cultivating awareness of what you're in the present moment, bottom line?
Absolutely. I mean, that you said it very succinctly. That's exactly it. It's what is going on. Awareness of where we're going with our thinking is key, but that really is like being present in the moment, right? Paying attention to what your body's doing, whether you're feeling contracted. If you want to make some changes in your life, you're going to have a hard time making them if you're feeling like this and full of worry and fear and doubt, right? But when you feel confident and you take that stance of confidence and be again present in the moment, what is going on? And as soon as you notice the doubts, the worry coming up, just doing a pause. For me, being mindful is that's what it is. I mean, you can do, and there are mindfulness exercises help you tether that monkey that wants to that jumps from thought to thought, right?
Yeah.
And so, yes. So there are exercises to help train the mind to be more focused. But mindfulness really is being present in the moment. What is going on?
Oh, I love this. I want to talk about this because the next part of this is focusing on the now. Okay. So, mindfulness. Okay. If you're me, you got to learn a shortcut. My shortcut is when I'm thinking this morning that I missed my Wordle yesterday. That meant that okay, this is me this morning. We do the Wordle and we do our whatever, pull the cards in the morning. So I realized we do the Wordle together and I went to my Wordle. If people don't know what that is, it really is a thing. It gets my brain going. So I go to my work. What happened? I had blah, blah, blah. Like I'm starting from day one now. Did I miss? I looked at Linda and said, did I miss yesterday's Wordle? She said, you missed yesterday, period. That's another story. But I missed it. What am I doing with that? I could ruminate. I could blah, blah, blah. But here's the now. The now is I love doing the Wordle. I missed a day. So what? But I'm focusing on where I am now. Now I get to open the thing up and do it. Why is this important? So here's the paradox of intention. I want you to talk to this because you went through it to become an attorney. And it really leads to why we have to visualize success, right? Here's the paradox. I had a big, long debate with Eckhart Tolle many years ago on social media. I actually had to take down my account. People were so not happy with me. But I had a conversation with them and I said, you know, can you talk about the paradox of now and next? Because I was writing articles about the power of next. You see, intention is about next. Right? But what he's saying is, and what many people have said, in order for you to get to your next, that's what, Danusha, you're sharing today. If you want to get to your next, you have to have a starting point. And it's the power of now. Try to tell a track and field sprinter that they don't need to focus on the power now to get in 6.4 seconds to that finish line, you're wrong. Because if they are not in that starting gate and they budge a second, they are disqualified. See, that's what we're talking about. We have to bring the paradox, not into a paradoxical conversation, but in to a paradigm conversation.
So we have our intention, right? And the intention that we have is what are we doing? We have an intent to achieve some goal or to achieve something, right? It might be a state of being, it might be whatever it is. But we only live in this moment, right? And so we live in this moment, we have a vision of what we would love, and it takes discipline, it takes repetition, it takes discipline, it takes being present in the moment to really get where you want to go. So it's staying here, but it's seeing and taking the steps that we need to get here. Did that?
Yes, it is. And then that leads us to why this is important to set an intention. Let's talk about this. In the work you do, Life Mastery, without this starting point, without my big declaration, without your big declaration, become an attorney, me, blah, blah, blah. Without that, whether it was silent or not, we have to know how to get from the intention to where we are. And that's what you do as a Life Mastery consultant. Can you walk us through that for a minute?
Yeah. So I love this quote by Debbie Ford. She says, intention sets the stage for everything you do. Intention creates the blueprint, the outline, the map for your life's journey. I love that because what we do in the work that I do is we do blueprinting. We take our clients through this discovery process of blueprinting, of creating a vision of what they would love. And without a clear intention as to what they would love, they drift. So there has to be the clarity, there has to be the intention. And then they go through the things that are going to hold them back, the gaps, the limited beliefs that they have. And unless we have a process or some tools for them to get over those limiting, to even be aware of the limiting beliefs that they have, that they're not good enough, that they, or the paradigms that show up in ways of delay, dissuasion, try to talk you out of it. Unless there's a repeatable, proven, reliable system of transformation, the intention, the dreams just die. People just continue living a life that they live that they don't really love. And so it's really about designing and creating a life they love by paying attention to what their intention is. But without a clear intention, mm-hmm. it's like you don't get into you don't get on a boat and just tell the boat to take you wherever it wants to take you when you really want to get to another shore, right? So if unless you have a map, a navigation map to show you, to take you where you want to go, just getting in the boat and just letting the boat take you wherever you go, you never get there, you never arrive. So intention really creates our reality. There's this wonderful quote that I wanted to share by the Upanishads. It says, you are what your deepest desire is. As your desire is, so is your intention. As your intention is, so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. As is your deed, so is your destiny. I love that because it really talks about the evolution of and the importance of intention.
And I think that this is part of what you do to help people. I mean, we've talked about a couple of things in previous shows, but there's a couple of things I want to mention. And I think you mentioned Ernest Holmes in one of the shows. I can't remember now, but he really does talk about something interesting. Now, this is me. This is my quote. Intention without expectation is just a thought. And so expectancy and expectation has taken on a bad rap these days. I know I went through this, and a lot of coaches you work with, they tell you don't expect anything. That is so not right. Oh. You must expect things. And I think what you're talking about is what you just shared is you expectancy speeds progress. And you live in this continual state of expectancy. I mean, you didn't go to school to become a lawyer because you expected not to be a lawyer. I don't know. Did you?
You know what? Expectancy, again, intention without action is just intention. It's what Carolyn Rice said, right? If you can have all the intentions that you want, but if you're just like having the intentions, it's useless because you're going to die with intentions, right? I love what Bob Proctor said. He said, love your intention, like love it. Pay attention to it, energize it, do what you got to do, but like love your intention. You could imagine Bob Proctor, right?
I can. I love Bob.
And so God bless, rest his soul. But so I love that. It's like just, this is your life. Like how much fun is it to have an intention and to know that if you pay attention to it, if you follow and you listen to your intuition without worrying about the how.
Yeah.
Imagine, look at you.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Proctor, I mean, you know, you did say it, God bless his soul, but I will tell you that I've been doing this 20 years and Bob Proctor was a huge influence for me and the conversations I've had with him, the work of so many people he helped rise up. And, you know, he's one of the people that really emphasized that the power of the universe is within you. Feel it, know it, and act as though it were true. I mean, this is it. This is the message for you all today, really. I mean, the power of the universe is within each of us. Isn't that why you call the show The Genius with the Power Within?
Living your genius, absolutely.
Living your genius. But that's the message. The power of the universe is within you. You've got to feel it. You've got to know it. Then you got to act as if it's true. You got to feel it and you got to know it and you got to act as if it's true. And seriously, you see it. We see it in sports figures. You ever watch a sports figure that misses a basket and then gets all pouty? Well, what did they do next? They miss the next three or four, right?
It's their intention, their vision. You know, Mary Morrissey with the Brave Thinking Institute, she's one of my mentors, right? Amazing, amazing woman.
Early mentor for me.
Yeah, amazing, amazing woman. She says that intention without action is merely entertainment, right?
Yeah.
It's like, You have this thought, and absolutely, you think about the mindset. This is where the mindset and the training goes with athletes, and so really, the power of intention is critical for anybody who has a dream of a life that they would love to live.
Yeah. Now look, I know this in your life mastery work in the program and what you offer. Here's what I know about this topic today, and this is the work you do. You know, you help people understand how powerful the mind is as a magnet. Let's just call it that. And that we attract that which we identify with the self, right? We identify with that. And there are things we can do. I had a coach that made me for a year get dressed up, even though I was unemployed, collect an unemployment, go downtown and have coffee in the big executive buildings, right? But in order to get the most out of life, we have to change the habitual thought patterns. That's what you do to help people. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's harder if you do it alone. Thank you for today. Please tell people a little bit more about your program and how they can sign up, join you, whatever it is that they can do to change their lives, please.
Well, I'm offering a Power of Vision Masterclass on May 1st. It's an hour where we really do a deep dive into and discover three of the 10 principles of this reliable, repeatable, proven system of transformation called the Dream Builder Program. So I have five different offerings, different coaching programs that I offer, but really the beginning really is the Dream Builder so that people can create the dreams of a life that they would absolutely love. Danusha with Grace and Ease Life Coaching. And you can reach me at danusha@danusha.com or go to my website, graceandeaselifecoaching.com.
Last question. Let's share your personal message. What do you want to leave us with today? And thank you so much for doing this show, because I'm telling you, what you talk about and my the honor of participating is I change. The network grows. Everything about what you share, what I learn from you changes, and so does the audience. So thank you for that. What's your personal message? What would you love to leave us with today?
Change your intention, or no, I'm sorry, I got a little rattled there. If you want to change your reality, change your intention. Your intention creates your reality. Live a life that you love, live from the heart, connect to the beautiful life of all that is. That's what I would love to share with everyone.
Thank you so much, Emily. Thank you. And thanks to an amazing audience. You are the best, best, best on the planet. We'll see them next time, won't we?
Yes, we shall. Thank you so much.
See y'all next time.
Living Your Genius Show, Unlocking Your Power Within, with me, Danusha Lipinski, and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We are here every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for practical insights, inspiring stories, and actionable steps to unlock your full potential and manifest the life of your dreams. Your journey to living your genius awaits. For more information on how to design the life you deserve and unlock the power within to live a genius life, visit graceandeaselifecoaching.com. That's graceandeaselifecoaching.com. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.